With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The investigation is underway after an American Airlines jet collided with an Army helicopter over the Potomac River in Washington, D.C. Flight conditions were clear as that jet arrived from Wichita, Kansas. However, there were reports that the wind may have been gusty. Six members of a Boston skating club were passengers on the plane.
Two young figure skaters, two of their parents, and two highly regarded Russian figure skating coaches were among those killed. Doug Zegheib is the executive director at the Skating Club of Boston.
The two coaches, Zhenya Shishkova and Vadim Nomov, top coaches. They were the 1994 World Pair Champions.
The skaters Gina Han and Spencer Lane were also among those killed. I'm Haya Panjwani.
The recovery operation is underway now in the Potomac. Also at SRNNews.com, Director of National Intelligence nominee Tulsi Gabbard faced tough questions at her confirmation hearing today, but enjoys full support from Senate Intel Chairman Tom Cotton of Arkansas. Bob Agnew with that report.
Cotton says with more than 20 years in uniform, Gabbard, a former Democrat representative from Hawaii, is more than qualified for the nation's top intelligence job. He told Fox News that Gabbard understands that, in his words, our intelligence community has grown too bloated, too bureaucratic, and it doesn't do enough collection of intelligence. Gabbard, facing resistance from some Republican senators over her past opposition to FISA surveillance powers, she has now reversed her stance and supports FISA. Bob Agnew reports.
Confirmation hearing for FBI Director nominee Kash Patel also today. On Wall Street, the Dow has had 227 points, the NASDAQ adding 39. This is SRN News. A major religious freedom case north of the border.
The Canadian Supreme Court will consider a 2019 Quebec law that forbids government workers from wearing religious symbols while on the job. That means no yarmulkes, no cross necklaces, no hijabs, nothing. Critics say the measure is a clear violation of religious freedom, but that argument failed in the Quebec Supreme Court. The Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedom states that citizens can, quote, express their religious beliefs through prayer, clothing, and other means. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump has signed an executive order aimed at cutting federal support for sex change operations on anyone under the age of 19. The order, the latest effort by Mr. Trump to reverse policies set in place by the Biden administration that critics say promote transgenderism and harm children. In his first week in office, Mr. Trump announced that the federal government will only recognize two sexes, male and female. This is SRN News. President Trump's approval rating starts out at 49% in the first Emerson College polling survey of his administration. More from Bernie Bennett.
The poll, released Thursday, showed Trump's approval rating is just about in line with the level of support he received in the 2024 presidential election. His disapproval rating of 41% is the lowest that Emerson has recorded in its national polls since the start of Trump's first term, while 10% are neutral on Trump. Spencer Kimball, the executive director of Emerson College Polling, said that Trump is above water in all age groups except for those 70 and older, which shows him with a disapproval rating of 49% and an approval rating of 48%. Bernie Bennett reporting.
New York City police searching for a group of people who they say took a subway train on a joyride. They commandeered an unoccupied R train in Queens over the weekend. Police offering a reward of up to $3,500 for any information about those suspects. More details at SRNNews.com.